Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by good deeds. No, by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. I've had this question asked me, I don't mean once, I don't know how many times, especially when I was in healing school for so many years. People had come and said, now, Brother Keith, I hear what all you're saying about he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses and carried our pains and by his stripes were healed and with a long life he'll satisfy us. I know all them scriptures. But you know, my grandma was one of the finest women you'd ever meet on this earth. Loved God with all her heart. I mean, there never was a time the church door was open that she wasn't there. Never missed a service. Worked, visited the sick, cooked meals for people, made afghans and blankets, prayed night and day. But bless her heart, Brother Keith, she was sick. She was sick half her life. Now, why? And they looked at me startled when I said, well, I take your word for it. Thank God for her being a godly woman. But what does all that have to do with her getting healed? They'd look at you in shock sometimes like, well, certainly her being such a good woman, God should have healed her. Absolutely not. That's implying she deserves to be healed because of her works. Are you with me now? Absolutely. Do you see how people get off? I've seen people that were miffed at God, aggravated at God. I've given God the best years of my life. I served Him with all my heart. And why won't He heal me? What's going on there? They feel like God owes it to me because of my service. God does not owe you and I something because of what we've done. The best we could ever do was not enough. That's why Jesus had to come. Amen. Right? Yeah. If you and I could earn our merit of forgiveness or a blessing or a healing or anything, then Jesus would not have had to come for us. But nobody on the planet has ever been or ever will be able to be good enough and do good enough things long enough to earn and merit a salvation and a healing and a blessing. No, no. So we couldn't. So Jesus came and took the entire curse upon Himself. Oh, hallelujah. And paid the price so we could have the whole blessing. Now, if you don't believe you are righteous, then you will not be able to believe you're free from the curse. If you don't believe you're made righteous, then you won't be able to believe that you're blessed and should be blessed. Because your own memory, your own experiences, the enemy will, you know, bombard you night and day with thoughts and feelings about how undeserving and unworthy and unfit you are because of your failures and your mistakes. And you will not be bold that you're redeemed from the curse of the law, and you'll not be bold that you're blessed and should be blessed. I mean, when you get a revelation of this and who you are in Christ, you won't take the curse laying down. Destruction begin to happen in your life. You'll jump up on both feet and you say, oh, no, 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 no. Not in my life you don't. No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm not supposed to be cursed. But see, how many talk like that worldwide in Christian circles? Oh, man, they'll think something's wrong with us because we do. Who do you think you are? Well, see, it's obvious that they don't know who they are. Amen. To be asking such a question. Now, how much more time you got? You got till midnight, huh? Go with me to Genesis 18, please. Look at something. That's a revelation. yeah, I can't back up before that, can I? I mean, that's as far as you can back up. That'll be good for now. Genesis 18. And if we cover everything between there and Galatians, I think we'll be doing good. Yeah. I'm joking. Genesis 18. Here is a revelation that we should remind ourselves of. Genesis 18 is when the angel of the Lord speaking and ministering through him, and angels came by Abram's tent, and he ran to meet them and was hospitable and invited them in and refreshed them and fed them and entertained them. And the New Testament tells us to be watchful to entertain strangers, because by in doing that, some have entertained angels unawares without knowing it. And that's what happened this day. He was just being hospitable. And godly people are hospitable. And how many believe that Faith Life Church family excels in hospitality? God has blessed us, but we're going to come up, aren't we? Yes. You going to believe with me? Yes. Now, it won't happen just by accident. We'll have to be willing to inconvenience yourself and do things and spend money, right? And But we are to excel in this. And we will. We do and we will. But here he invited them in. And, you know, he told them, the angel told him that Sarah was going to conceive. And wonderful news. And then after all that, he walked with them towards Sodom, verse 16. And Abraham got up and went out with them. How many understand that's not just southern, that's godly. You don't just sit in your chair and your company says, well, we're going to go. You go, yeah, it's about time. Go. No, you get up out of your chair and you walk with them to the door, right? Yeah. And then you go and walk with them out to the yard, right? Yeah. Stand by the car door. Is that right? Yeah. And then wave when they look back. Yes. Yeah. Y'all come back now. You hear? Huh? Yeah. That's what Abraham did. Yeah. This ain't a southern thing. It's a God thing. Now, you may think I'm carrying on. I'm not. What if he hadn't walked with them? This opportunity to intercede, would it have come up?
No.
I don't have any reason why you'd assume that it would. See, for those that are willing to go further, stay hooked longer, fellowship closer, going to see things, know things, be a part of things that other people are not. Some of the greatest services I've ever been in, we could have stopped, but I just felt like there was a little something else, and we kept going and kept going, and some of the greatest things came out, and we could have missed it. Or in services with other people or prayer time, I just felt like pray a little bit further, read a little bit longer, and it was in those next 30 minutes that something wonderful happened. And that's what he did. He got up and went with them. He's going to go with them towards where? Well, how far he's going to walk, I don't know, but he's just walking with them. They're going on their journey, and he's walking with them and helping them on their way. And verse 17, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? And he tells him about the judgment that's going to come on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, let's just stop right here. Why did he tell him that? So he could intercede. God didn't want to see the place destroyed. I mean, if he'd wanted it destroyed, he wouldn't have had to say a word. He's giving him an opportunity. Somebody said, well, he's God. He's just going to do what he wants to. Oh, no, no, no. The Bible said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God works with us. He gives us opportunity to ask him and to intercede, and he will hear us and do. Things can be changed when you pray. Right?
Amen.
Well, he told him what was going to happen. And look at verse 23. Abraham did what? He drew near. What happens when you draw nigh to God? He's walking with them. He's already been, you know, so hospitable and kind today. And he just keeps walking and he gets a little closer to the Lord. And he said, Lord, you wouldn't destroy the righteous with the wicked, would you? Everybody say righteous.
Righteous.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Now, who should get the destruction?
Wicked.
The righteous?
No.
Do y'all see this now?
Yeah.
What should the righteous get?
The
blessing. Should the righteous get the curse?
No.
Well, let's back up again. What is a curse? Doomed, damned to destruction. Right? What's he talking about Sodom and Gomorrah? Doom. Destruction. Right? So he's not talking about the blessing. He's talking about the curse. Who should get the curse?
The wicked.
The wicked. Not the righteous. The righteous should not be cursed. Say it out loud.
The righteous should not be cursed.
Say it again.
The righteous should not be cursed.
Say it again. The righteous should not be cursed. Say it again. The righteous should not be cursed. They should not be cursed. The righteous are not supposed to be cursed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Worthy to be Blessed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004H. That's R-1004H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.